There was little doubt, even before Tuesday's primary election, that Sitka Mayor Scott McAdams would be the Democratic Party's nominee to the U.S. Senate. But there was also little doubt that he'd be facing U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski in November's general election. Well, McAdams is the Democratic nominee, but with absentee ballots still not counted, it looks as though Tea Party-endorsed candidate Joe Miller will be the Republican nominee. McAdams spoke at a Democratic Unity dinner in Anchorage the night after the primary election. Here's a clip from a YouTube video shot by blogger Steve Offrecht. McAdams has just told the crowd that on election night, he was chairing a meeting of the Sitka Assembly. Have a listen.
And we were dealing with some zoning issues. We were dealing with some economic development issues. We came to a place on the agenda, and I decided to take a break. And I started to make my way out of the room, and I heard our public radio announcer at the side of the room starting to read election returns. I looked at him, and I thought, no, I didn't hear what he just said. I stopped, and I looked over his shoulder. And at that very moment, the universe changed.
That's McAdams saying the universe changed. Well, joining us on the phone to talk about why the universe changed and what the universe is saying about McAdams is Democratic strategist David Shurtleff. David, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
So, okay, McAdams says the universe has changed. How might his universe have changed on election night?
Oh, it definitely changed. He is in another universe altogether. I think in some ways, widely accepted that Lisa Murkowski was going to be the candidate. Of course, a very, very popular Alaskan leader. In fact, quantitatively, the most popular, enjoying 70% approval ratings, even several months ago, having a poll put out that showed even a majority of Alaska Democrats believed that she should have been able to stay in there and that she was doing a good job. So this race becomes winnable at this point. Lisa Murkowski would have been very, very difficult to beat. I think Scott McAdams understood that, but this opens it up. I think national Democrats are paying more attention. Certainly Alaska Democrats are paying more attention, and this race becomes infinitely winnable.
Well, let's talk about who's paying attention, because the morning after the election, the bloggers went a little crazy about McAdams. You know, and a lot of them asked about him being an unknown, or talked about him being an unknown. Headlines asked the question, for example, you know, who is Scott McAdams? Now, I want to play a clip that the Republicans are passing around. It's from ABC News. And in this clip, the host is talking to DNC, Democratic National Committee spokesman, Brad Woodhouse.
Well, are you going to do something then to help your candidate in Alaska? He has $4,000 in the bank right now.
What's his name, by the way?
Well, our candidate in Alaska.
Yeah, what's his name? What's his name?
Well, his name is not Lisa
Murkowski. Okay, so there's that, and then there's the Rothenberg Political Report, which says, quote, if Democrats had known Murkowski could lose, they might have dredged up a more credible candidate than Scott McAdams, the mayor of Sitka. So, you know, ouch. How much work does McAdams have to do between now and November? And the second part of that is, will the National Party come to his aid?
Sure. Let me say this first. One, he is a very, very credible candidate, and I think most people understand that. Two, addressing that clip. You know, it wasn't all that long ago. I mean, I actually had a little bit of deja vu listening to that. If Alaskans recall, August 30th of 2008, when John McCain named a very little-known governor of Alaska to be potentially the next vice president of the United States, no one could pronounce her last name. People didn't know who she was, where she was from, anything about her. So I wouldn't worry all that much about out of the gate. I'm hoping that Mayor McAdams will be judged by his ability. And then hopefully, if that does happen, the National Democrats will take keen interest in this race. He is a very, very well-qualified guy. And like he has said very recently, I mean, he has real experience in these sort of things, executive experience, as Sarah Palin would call it.
Well, we'll get to Sarah Palin in a second. I think most pundits would say that McAdams has an uphill battle in this campaign. Did the hill get any less steep with Joe Miller instead of Lisa Murkowski?
Yes, I think undeniably so. He is someone, of course, is affiliated himself with the Tea Party, has affiliated himself with an ethos of cutting federal spending, all federal spending, potentially almost all federal programs, And I believe that's not necessarily going to fly with a majority of general election voters. As we know, primary elections, both on the left and right, tend to draw people from the fringes, from the far left, from the far right. And that's likely why he was able to beat someone who is largely moderate, like Lisa Murkowski. What this does is it gives Alaskan voters, specifically Alaska Republican voters and moderate independents, the real opportunity to vote for a Democrat and feel good about it, because bringing someone into Alaska's U.S. Senate seat, the state as young as it is, as devoid of infrastructure as it is, it's not a very good option. We need someone in this seat with the experience and ability to bring back federal dollars, to create jobs for Alaska, and to keep this place the greatest state in the world. I don't believe that a Joe Miller candidacy is going to appeal to most moderates, and this gives candidate McAdams a huge advantage.
All right. Miller has acknowledged that he received a boost in his campaign from the endorsement of the Tea Party Express and from former Governor Sarah Palin. So, David, are we going to see a campaign where McAdams is essentially running against Sarah Palin?
Yeah, I think in many ways. I mean, she originally, everyone was thinking Sarah Palin was going to run against Lisa Murkowski. Of course, this was many years ago before she was who she is now. So in many ways, Miller is the chosen one. She is going to make herself an issue in his campaign. She already has. And I find that interesting, because it wasn't all that long ago that Sarah Palin was the one trying to convince the country that a small-town mayor is far more qualified than the Ivy League-educated lawyer, Obama. And in many ways, perhaps she's right. As Scott McAdams has real boardroom experience actually creating jobs, balancing budgets, running from an executive office. And he is against someone who is a political newcomer, is opposed to government, thinks government doesn't work, dislikes government, and has no experience whatsoever. So in many ways, McAdams and Palin are very similar, both being the mayors of small towns, family people, large families, commercial fishermen in their family. It's in some ways... shocking that she would be supporting the Ivy League lawyer.
All right. David, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
David Shurtleff is a Democratic strategist in Anchorage. He works for the group Strategies 360.